these days. Everybody's so busy. It's difficult to keep a group going.
Well, sometimes the ranges don't make it easy either. You go out there and they're just all kinds of sourpuss old men and creating conflict. And, you know, the women and the kids don't want to be treated like that. They want to have a good time. And if we can't figure out how to make a good time for them, then it's not going to grow.
Exactly. It has to be safe and fun, and that's the important thing. And unfortunately, in the Northeast, it's a little difficult. I mean, you go visit Texas or something, and it's a way of life, and everybody's having fun. Many different sports, and like we did defensive handgun shooting for a while, and back in Calverton. But yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, there's a culture out there, a lot of places that doesn't exist in New York or really in the Northeast, although there are some sport shooters around here, but you know, it's a different game around here.
All right, I just had to clear a underpass. Yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, as we get more urbanized and people have more and more, you know, they're so busy, they just don't get into the activities. Although it is the fastest growing sport in a lot of states, and women and children getting involved, it's a good thing in many places.
I read the other day that sporting clays has eclipsed trap and skeet, and I can see that. You know, for skeet you need 4 guns, which is stupid. In the international skeet's 12 gauge only thing, but then you're shooting a really difficult target. But in sporting clays, you know, it's like a lot more interesting target presentation, and you don't have to be perfect to be competitive. You know, 60s, 70s, 80s scores are really good. You know, it's not a game of perfection like the others, and so I think people are responding to that because it's just a better time when they get out there in the woods.
K2K8, I'm going to be standing by. Randy, I'll get back to you. I have a phone call.
82QMS, standing by.
K2KNH Mobile.
Yes.
All right, I have to make a U-turn. Anyway, yes, sporting clays, I agree with everything you, you're saying. It's a lot of fun. It's expensive, but it's a lot of fun. And unfortunately, we only have one sporting clays course on the island, and it's not the best. I've been the better.
Well, that's true. They've got one out at Peconic, too, at the private club, but it's essentially the same thing. Just a loop with various stations. They set up slightly more difficult targets, but it's nothing like what you get by going up to Orvis or something like that.
Yeah, I agree there. And, you know, hold on.
K&H, you are breaking up on the last one. I couldn't copy you. KD2QMS.
All right, apologies. I had to make a U-turn and get into a little squirrely area there. A couple of years ago, I took a ride with a buddy of mine, a couple of his friends, to Dover Furnace, and what a beautiful sporting clays range that was. And I found out a month or two later they developed the site, so it's now a housing project.
Now, Beretta took that over, and what a, you're right, just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful shooting venue. And they operated it for a year or two. We had the World Side-by-Side Championships up there 1 year. And there was some conflict between Beretta and the Vintagers groups. I'm not sure what happened, but ultimately they decided to go elsewhere for subsequent competitions. And then I found out the next year Beretta sold the land, and I guess that was for the development they put up. That was a real shame. I liked that place.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful, course. Actually, a couple of courses. And a lot of fun. But what can we do?
There's a 10-mile river about 15 minutes from there, same valley. Also a nice course, but not quite as special as Dover was.
All right, I really hadn't done any traveling other than that for sporting clays, but definitely enjoy it.
My favorite course is the Sandinona course up at Millbrook. They've done a really nice job developing the course. They've got trap, 5 stands, sporting clays, the works, it's all there. And it's just absolutely beautiful, well-developed, challenging. They did it right.
Well, that's fantastic. And you mentioned mechanic. I've shot a benefit there a couple of times, and, you know, nice course and a lot of fun.
Did a respectable job putting everything in out there. It's a nice little club.
Well, it was always out of my price range when I was younger, and I don't do enough shooting to really justify that kind of outlay for membership and waiting 5 years or whatever it is now for a membership to open.
I think if I had to make an accurate estimate of the time to wait, it's a long time.
Absolutely, and it's always been that way. You have an operation like that, and have to wait, and they're not going to just have an endless membership.
All right, Charlie, I'm pulling up. I got my exit coming up here, so I'm going to jump off and wish you a good day, 7-3, and I will talk to you later, KD2QMS.
All right, Randy, have a nice day. It was nice speaking with you. KD2KNH, clear, 73.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I forgot. Angel, yes, we've spoken. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, everything's good. Headed to work. Traffic.
Angel, got breakfast. Let me go. A very nice guy here. He works. Went out, got me a meal that night.
Sounds great. All right, Rich, enjoy. We'll talk later.
Yes, sir. Speak right to me.
82NWG. Stand by.
WQVL repeater system.
Thank you.
tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater.
KG2RY, listening.
Hello, David. N2EO.
N2EO from KG2RY. How are you, Richie?
I'm doing good, Dave, Bob.
My Thanksgiving was great. I spent the afternoon with my family. We ate turkey. We had, you know, all the things that people eat for Thanksgiving. It was very nice. How was yours?
It was good. Very good. Patty's is not cooking this year. We're going up to par. But she did make a pie. Pumpkin pie.
QSL, QSL. We had apple pie and cherry pie, and we had vanilla ice cream on top. She heated the pie in the microwave. I think it was microwave, the toast oven. So it was very nice and warm. Go ahead.
Well, that's nice. Well, have a nice Christmas.
That's
the story else
going on. QSL. I have to give special thanks to my sister for making the Thanksgiving so great this year. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, nice, David. I heard you on portable the other day. I didn't come back because of I couldn't copy. You were very down in the mud.
QSL, no problem. There's plenty of opportunity for you and I to have conversation. Do me a favor, can you move the microphone closer to your mouth and speak a little bit louder, because your modulation right now is low. I think maybe the microphone is too far away. Go ahead.
Okay, David. No, I have to switch mic from low gain to high gain. I don't know how to do it. There were so many menus on this radio. Reason being, my desk mic has to be fixed. An MFJ, but it works well. It has to be cleaned out. I filled soda with it, so it's got to be cleaned out.
QSL, is it a new radio? What kind of radio is it?
Oh, no, same one. Kenwood IDA, Tangent Radio.
QSL, Kenwood TMV71A. You've got to say something for Kenwood.
Hi, David. Listen, I got to make a phone call. Can I get back to you?
Sure, no problem. Have a great day. And be well, sir. Happy holidays. Happy holiday season to you.
Okay, David, I'll catch you later. M2EO.
KG2RY.
My daughter's house, and the whole family will get together. She's a good lobster cooker. But other than that, wow, what a great day outside today.
What time should I be there? And to where I went?
I think everybody should be looking by about 7.
Yeah, my wife is the latke maker in our house. And for some reason, my older grandkids, got used to cinnamon applesauce on them. So that's what we have to have. Jeff?
Hi, Rich. Hi, Bobby. Very good. Yeah, my wife's making latkes today at my son's house. I'll probably go over there later for latkes with the kids. And that kind of thing. Happy Hanukkah to all. Rich?
Yep, the same to everyone. Yeah, interesting, because we light two lights, one with candles, one with bulbs. But the bulbs are LED, so actually, under those LEDs, we can celebrate Hanukkah for like the next, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. It's pretty amazing. Harvey?
Those are replacement bulbs you bought that are LED bulbs, or it's a new menorah? Because the one we have uses the old standard, you know, bulbs with filaments, and they tend to burn out fast, and trying to find replacements of the right color is sort of hard. So it's interesting how technology has caught up with everything. They used oil in the old days, and today we use LEDs. Yeah, well, those potato latkes are good. Unfortunately, you eat too many of them. Sort of filling. I'm trying to lose a few pounds since I've been gaining since I retired. I really should not eat too many of them. Yeah, it's a nice day. It's not too windy. It's warm. My younger grandkids, for some reason, have no school today. I have no idea what the occasion is. So one of them is homesick with his mother, and the other's with me, Jeff.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I also like applesauce with my potato latkes, so just for the record. And, yeah, we'll have a few. I gotta go out in the yard today. It's a perfect day for it because I gotta rip out all my tomato plants that I had and left before I left for Florida, and now they're all dead. So time to clean up the yard and get it ready for next spring. So today's a perfect day, and tomorrow's garbage day. So it'll all be gone and a memory by tomorrow, and like that. Richie, heard about DMR going in a positive direction. I'm real happy about that.
Well, you kind of pushed me to it because Eric had called me, because maybe Bernie called him. And you know what, Jeff, it's okay. You know, on one hand, I'm trying to be protective of the units, but on the other hand, the more people that come in, but they've got to understand. And that's going to be the big problem. People have to understand that while we're giving them the service, the ability to do it, they got to support the club. You know, financially, that's the problem. But anyway, it's fine. And I think the guys down in Florida will definitely enjoy it. Harvey, what we're doing is we're trying to open up the DMR to more and more people. You know, it's a Weimark thing, and people want to come back and talk from wherever they are, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think I'm a applesauce person, but I got to tell you, sour cream on them is really good too. Harvey?
Listen, I like both. But yeah, I guess with DMR you have more control of who can access the repeater than if you don't have the DMR, since it's a digital, I guess, key or whatever you want to call it. I guess I'm one of the few guys around who hasn't gone out and bought a DMR, but maybe one of these days. I have a collection of radios, and I figured, do I need another one? But I'm sure, being a typical ham, I'll run out and buy one at some point. Jeff?
Yeah, everybody's going out and buying them. It's the biggest thing, and it's really good. It's really good. I love it anyway. Okay, Richie, the way it started, I was talking to Bob down in Florida, GGI, and we were discussing what it would be if we could connect the Weimark system. He said, absolutely, no problem at all. And I said, well, let me talk to the powers that be and let me get it confirmed on that end so that we could go ahead. So I called you and asked you, and you said you were going to bring it up Wednesday. And Bob already went called Bernie or texted him or however we got a hold of him and asked Bernie about it. And then Bernie went and asked you, and it was kind of like a vicious cycle. And then I got the confirmation from Bernie on my end. So it worked out pretty well. Worked out pretty well. I think once it goes into effect, then next time I go down there, I'll be able to see what it'll be like. So with that, I'm going to go back into quiet mode. I think I'm going to get out in the yard and do what I got to do. So you guys have a great day. And I'll talk with you soon. I guess it goes to Richie and to Iowan.
All right, Jeff, as I said, it's fine. You know, it would have been something to bring to the board, but since they opened it up, and I'm sure it's no problem, then we'll see, as I said. Anyway, DMR Harvey is not exactly the control that we thought it was going to be. It's best if everybody was on Motorola, but that's obviously not going to be the case. But when somebody acts up, they can be locked out of DMR. And that makes it worthwhile. So even though we're opening it up, if someone is inappropriate, they can be blocked from getting into the system. So that's a good thing. And Jeff, yeah, good cleanup. I was actually able to get out, I think Saturday, I got out and I covered the last of the few items that needed to be covered with tarps. And then, of course, we had the heavy rain, so I was glad that I got out to do it. Harvey, this is K2KNB.
That was the 2QZ. I'll be one of the beneficiaries in Florida.
Yeah, and goodbye, Jeff. Have fun. Yeah, I covered my stuff with tarps a while back, but I really should go out there and put an extra bungee cord or two on, so if we have a little windy day during the winter, they're not going to blow off and wind up in my neighbor's yard or something. And, yeah, well, I don't know much about DMR, except you got to get some sort of address from some society that controls it. And I assume the radios, therefore, have all the electronics inside that is needed to sign you on once you have your code. But, yeah, as I say, eventually someday I'll break down, I'll buy a radio, then I'll learn more about it. Al, over to you, and then it goes to Rich, and with that I'm going to sign.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout, cancel.
Okay, I'll clear.
Well, sorry you had to run, Harvey. I'll sign you out. WA2AAE has signed out. Okay, your time, your repeater timed out just to be when you identify yourself. Have a good one. Rich, I'm wondering why, I mean, I have to have a Motorola that, Jeff hooked me up with Weller in Florida. Got a pretty good buy on it. Got the charger. Found a $5 mic for me. That just worked great. But I wonder why Motorola, more compatible, is preferred. You know, the analog side, doesn't matter what radio you have, it worked. Why is there an edge in favor of Motorola? My ignorance is showing.
There's something in the software when you have a Motorola repeater and Motorola units. There's something in the software that lets you completely assemble a closed group. So therefore, let's say for example, you had the Limark members only group, and everybody had Motorola. So you could say, you're in, you're out, and you set up that whole group. With the way the system is now with different units, you don't quite have that ability, but you can go into the C-bridge. And in the C-bridge, you can block a call sign, and then that person, or not a call sign, an ID number, and that person is then blocked. But if that person gets another ID number, then you have to go through the system again. But that's the difference. In Motorola, it's a closed system. You can make it closed to network.
Well, you asked them all you heard. Thanks for that update, Rich. I'm first learning about the DMR radio. I basically keep it on Limark, and there's not a whole lot of activity on that repeater, at least compared to the analog. But of course, there's far less people that have DMR radios than analog radios.
When you keep it on line lock, you can sometimes pick up something on the Glen Oaks repeater that you might not be picking up on Plainview, because sometimes there's a problem with Plainview. But it is true, it's not as active. Even in the shack myself, sometimes I forget to put on the DMR just to monitor the frequency. There are some guys that use it in the morning. But I think that opening it up, again, it should be okay, but people have to understand that nothing is free. And that's always been my concern. Also, I just wanted to mention that, you know, Barbara had retired from down at Hempstead, and then they called her back. They actually hired three people to do her job, and it was just getting out of hand, so they asked her to come back whatever schedule she wanted. And of course, there you have a tremendous friend that helps us out in every way possible.
Don't laugh. They say, ain't that the way? A person retires, an old-timer retires. Supposedly, you know, the old-timers have the reputation of slowing down, and the age is catching up with them. And then they hire three youngsters who can't do the work. That was funny. I mean, I'm just assuming the youngsters, they're obviously younger than Barbara. But if she can come back and work part-time, that's great. And it's nice to have a friend in high places, as they say.
Of course, she's also very kind, and she's explained to all the new people our position there. And, you know, I think that certainly helps us in identifying us as a Levittown organization. Importance us. And, you know, she understands it and explains it to everyone. But very, very cooperative. In fact, we weren't sure we were going to be able to have the October Ham Fest the last Sunday. And you know what happens on a division basis or a section basis. People get used to the fact that a club has it on a specific date and everyone plans that way. But another organization had put in for that date. And we were trying to switch around, and it didn't look like we were going to be able to do anything. And then they got back to me and they said, no. We said to the other organization, look, these people have been doing it every year and at that time, and we need you to change, and that's what was done. K2KND.
A friend in high place, worth their weight in gold. While I'm on my way to my one and only stop here, and that's going to go to Best Buy in Baldwin. My garbage disposal died, and I just want to, it's not exactly the same unit, but I want to swap out one that's there with the one that works. And the prices I'm getting are ridiculous, you know. I mean, the whole thing will take 30 minutes, $200, $300. They don't know what to ask, but I did speak to the Geek Squad, and they gave me the most reasonable price, so I'll see if I can schedule them to come in and do it. So, Rich, happy Chinooka. 7-3, thanks for the conversation, and maybe I'll catch you on the way back. K2KMB, W2QZ.
Very good. 7-3 to you. Have a good day, and watch those candles when you light them. Happy Hanukkah. K2KND.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
M2EO, anybody out there?
Houston.
KNB. K2KNB from N2RQ.
N2RQ, K2KNB.
That's just testing a different radio. Frequency response seems a little different than I'm used to. I guess we're still on for Wednesday. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Yeah, I spoke to Jackie at the library. She said they had not received any notification, and she said besides which, it would really be difficult. Obviously, people have to find babysitters, and there's activities there. So she, at this point, said she hadn't heard anything and she didn't expect it to be the case. But I didn't notice, are schools closing for the day?
I didn't hear anything about that. The only thing I heard or saw was stock exchange and mail. So I was wondering. That's it. I guess we just have to be alert.
Again, it's really hard to, just close things down like that. So even banks and things like that. It's hard to even figure the stock market. But, she said most likely that's where it'll be. This radio that you're using doesn't sound that great, if you're aware of that.
I didn't follow what you said, the last thing.
The radio that you're using sounds more like an HT than a regular radio.
Yeah, I think I must have settings on here that are different. This is the 706.
I think sometimes there's a filter that you'd use on HF that you wouldn't use on VHF. Because I think I had the same thing with my ICOM 746 Pro.
Yeah, I have not used it on VHF in a long time. But I figured I'd get it tried. I give you an idea how long it's been since I've used it. I had to reprogram it so that it was not in tone scratch.
Well, that does sound like a long time ago. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether it actually may sound okay, and it may be the microphone that's giving you a little bit of distortion.
I don't know. I'm observing it on receive as well. The tones are not the way tones sound. But I just figured I'd give it a try. Don't know if I'll use it tonight or not. But I've been using the 706 a bit more. Last week I got it on, I put it on HF and I was using it on PSK31 and FT8. And I figured maybe tonight I'll use it on FL Digi.
Okay, I forgot if in the FL Digi program, is there a program to run FT8?
I don't think so. To run FTA, I think you got to run the WSJT package, which I was astounded at how easy it was to download, install, and activate.
Well, I think sometimes those of us that have been doing those things for a long time, it used to be so difficult to download things, and I think sometimes we're a victim of that, when in fact some of the downloads have become very easy. Let me grab this landline and I will try to get back to you. N2RQ, K2KND.
Okay, I may not be here because I got to go upstairs and get some other things done, but okay, we'll talk later. N2RQ, clear.
net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Yes, I am, Richie.
Now, I just want to spread the word. Had a very good response with MFJ. First of all, they're not anymore. Mighty fine chunk. I've gotten a lot of the stuff from them. They're very good. And they got better quality control now. And I had a microphone here. Heard me talking. I was talking with them. Tried to clean it out. Didn't work. Anyway, Gene, KJI, didn't have one, but he told me to call MFJ. I sent me a new one for all time.
It's fine. I have a fair amount of air equipment. I've never ever had a problem. Well, the problem was that people got used to other brands like Ameritron and Hygain and whoever else MFJ bought out felt that they were cheapening some of the components. I think that was the main problem, but the MFJ antenna analyzer was a standard for a very long period of time. It's still one of the better antenna analyzers out there. All right, so I'm glad you had a good experience. I got to go back to work. I'll catch you later. K2KNB.
Okay, Richie. You know, I know somebody there. His name is Richard, like mine. His last name is Stubbs. I gave him some ideas. Marketing. He's a marketing manager. So he's a fellow I called. And I forgot, MFJ has what they call a 2-year, no matter what, guarantee. So was with them 2 years. Sending me a new one out today. I thank them. Go back to work, Richie. Here we go.
And to you, and to H.
To Harvey, I'm 2 years.
So, and to H.
Pick it up.
Which, Andy, and to H. I mean to interrupt, but I didn't hear anybody come back to you. I just got off of ECOS, and it was funny how I'm always hearing the usual pattern on ECOS. was, but I went on and we had a three-way roundtable discussion for about a half an hour, which is not, you know, not typical or normal on that frequency. So I thought that was more fun than the usual. But so what do you think? And I don't usually hear that happening.
Get on there. I wasn't on there today. Bad conditions on 40 meters, I think, of a pool. I did hear them.
I was asking what you think about when I went on, all of a sudden we had a half an hour conversation of QSO on the same subject, and he wasn't picking up any stations for almost a half an hour. But yeah, and then after that, somebody else checked in, and all of a sudden the band just dropped out. I thought maybe the net control lost his amplifier, but then the whole band, I heard nothing for the next 5 minutes, so I guess it just dropped out.
Did he drop out? I think your name is Harvey. I forget. The one I'm going to call you. Did the band drop out or was amp dropped out?
Yeah, about 5 minutes later, the band just dropped out. No, this is Handy Andy. Handy Andy, Queens, New York. N2H2H.
Sandy, I'm sorry. I think I can remember call letters, but not names. Do you hear what I said about MFJ?
Yes, sir, that's when I was on. That's when I was on 80 meters. 40 meters. Go ahead.
You heard what I said. I have a 2-year, no matter what, guarantee. Why was no matter what? I spilled some diet soda into the base of the mic. Wouldn't work. I tried fixing it. So I called him up. You know, recommended that. Gene, KJI. He said, give him a call. Maybe they'll help you. And they did. The Sony and the one free.
He's a wonderful person. And they should call that the N2EO warranty. No questions asked. 2 years. The N2EO warranty. That's what they should call it. Very good. Good to hear. Well, I wouldn't even bother paying postage or sending anything back. I just would rather fix it, repair it myself. But for you, it's perfect, and I guess that's very good for you. And many many other amateurs, I guess, would enjoy that feature. To me, I wouldn't even. I think shipping charges are so high. I would just fix it myself, even if it was under warranty. I always seem like I do a better job. I turned one of their HF tuners into a magnificent piece of equipment with working flawlessly, but brand new. It always had problems, so I would just do it all myself. But anyway, very good.
Out of here in a little while. I ordered some Chinese food for the guy here that takes care of me. No, I can't fix it. You know the situation. My eyes are bad. My hands shake. I used to do a lot of repairs. Do you remember? I ran a small business in radio. Not to pat myself on the back. Everybody liked my work. But I can't. It's very frustrating.
All right, well, when I have a repair question on one of the older rigs, I'll be asking you first right here on the air and see if you have how good your memory is on repairs. But you know, sometimes that you get a lead you in the right direction. It's happened to me before. It's definitely happened to me before. I know I have gotten help here before in the past. Sometimes I just get stuck. And actually, after I get a night's sleep, sometimes it's like a miracle cure. I go right to the problem after a good night's sleep. Whereas struggling with it all, you know, the first day just doesn't work out too well.
Yes, I know. I had the same experience. Andy, you bought a service monitor, Amtronics, I believe. But it was the Shuttle, and how do you like it?
Who do you have me confused with, Richie? I do have a service monitor, but I purchased that from a good friend of mine. And but that I think you do have me confused with somebody else. So who do you have in mind?
I want to get one. I see them on eBay. I would buy from an individual, but I see them on eBay. All recalibrated and everything.
I have a modest repair bench here, but seems to be serving me well when needed. But no, I never purchased a kit of a service monitor, so you got me confused with someone, Richie. Anyway, I got to take care of a few things. I'm always busy, and it was good talking with you. I thought I'd say hello. It's been a long time. So this is Handy Andy, N2HUH, 73.
Okay, Andy. Waiting for Chinese food, so good. I'll be here in a few minutes. Thank you, N2HUH, and...
Try calling you directly first, but were you busy with something?
Well, I was on one service call from 8:30 until now. One of those things that makes you pull your hair out.
Gotcha, understandable. Where are you off to now? Of course you know where I'm off to on the way to work, but where are you off to now?
Well, I'm still covering for one of our Western techs, so I'm in, where am I? I would have to look at the map. No, I'm west.
Sorry about that. Roger, Roger. Very good. So here's another thing that I've had the idea of. I'm also going to look at the dimensions of this 480 SAT and begin planning out what the best size is for myself. Because I'm probably going to want to make it a little bit wider than what I normally would want it, because I'm going to want to put two of my TMV-71As side-by-side next to it, or perhaps on top of it. What do you think?
Well, that's all a personal preference. And remember, you've got to leave yourself enough room to have a nice pad to write down contacts for your HF.
I intend to do just that. Maybe I might, maybe leave a little bit of, maybe a 5 or 6 inch space for, a few tiny papers that I could just fold up and stuff in there.
Oh, absolutely, and then there's future expansion. Always leave plenty of room.
Absolutely. Now, I also, well, I know I've got my scanner that's, coming in as well, my, Union scanner that I mentioned about. I'm going to probably put that on the top shelf or perhaps the middle, because I'd like to make this three rows perhaps, like three shelves, one on top of the other. I'm thinking of putting it in on top or perhaps in the center shelf. And then all of my stuff that I had once in my old shelves, like all my games and DVDs and such, perhaps I might put that on the top somewhere.
Well, all layouts, of course, are a personal preference, and where you have where you can be reaching the most, so you can have easy access to it. So, you have to see what equipment you have and or you're going to have, and you can still move things around a little bit if you leave yourself some space.
got plenty of space to work with. I've got about 75-80 feet actually to work with, but the desk will definitely not be that big. It'll only be about maybe 2 or 3 feet at the most.
Yeah, that, I mean, you'll come up with a system and maybe you'll move things around a couple of times as well. If you want, take a look at my, you know, QRZ page, and you can see my desk, see how I have things set up. But, I mean, there's a million people with their desk all posted where you can see how their layouts are.
I've seen a few. My idea is to be a little creative. I've got plenty of tricks up my sleeve. I'm hopping off here because I'm just pulling into the lot right now for work. I will speak to you, Charlie. Thanks for coming on. KD2KNH, KD2OGB Mobile Clear, and 73. I'll be on probably later tonight. I'll see you later, Charlie.
All right, Craig. You know, I just pulled in the Wendy's myself, so your timing is good, and you have unlimited resources where you work, so you can do anything you want. I'll talk to you soon. KD2KNH, Clear, 73.
KG2RY, listening. This is N2ZUC Mobile, listening. N2ZUC, N2YYC, how are you, Ron?
Okay, Howard, pretty good. I'm on top of the VZ Bridge. You'll be coming down to come east on the belt. How about yourself?
All right, nice day out. Wish the rest of the winter was like this. Where are you coming back from?
Coming from Delaware. What's the forecast for the next few days?
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be getting cold again. What were you doing in Delaware? Just, getting away?
Yeah, we have a place down there, a condo. And all of a sudden, we stopped for gas at Cheese Quake on the Garden State Parkway, the clouds came out. Prior to that, it was really sunny, but now it's changed, got cloudy over here.
I'd say it's partly cloudy here. The sun's out. We've got some dark clouds around. Better than it's been, though. It was raining all day yesterday. How was the weather in Delaware?
Well, we were there for a week. We had very cold and windy days, and then we had rainy days and a couple of nice days, and here we are back again. And it's going to be cold starting tomorrow, and through again in the 40s.
What do you do in Delaware in the off-season? Is there much to do over there?
We have family down there. We do a lot of shopping. You don't pay sales tax in the stores, which is nice.
AE2QR.
A2QR, pick it up and hand it over to Ron.
Hey, Howard. Hi, Ron. Hey, Howard, this is Sammy's brother-in-law, the Outlaw. And, hey, Ron, so I hear you just, you came back from your getaway, and, everybody got away. So I guess you're all safe. Since I cut it short on Howard, Howard, I'll pass it over to you. You give it to Ron. You give it to me.
Alright, I'm trying to think who you are. Sammy, who? Give me a little hint here.
Sammy Goldstein, the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, we met that one time, first time I ever spoke to you on the radio.
That's me. Okay, back to you.
How you doing, Fred? Everything is good. We all escaped. You're 42. Yeah, we're on our way back. Everything is good in downtown Brooklyn here, by Fort Hamilton. Over to Howard.
That's not downtown, it's Bay Ridge. Gotta deal with that wonderful Bell Park right now. So how you been, Fred?
It's that wonderful Bell Parkway with the same number of lanes the old Bell Parkway had. So net zero. No one's winning on the Bell Parkway. And we got Ron, every time he comes back, he gives us the latest updates on what's going on there. Unfortunately, I took that Bell Parkway last Tuesday. My mother-in-law passed away, and she had bought plots actually with her parents years and years ago when they lived in Bensonhurst. They went out to Island, New Jersey. So we took a quick ride to Island and a quick ride back and saw all of the Bell Parkway. Okay, over to you, Ron. K2QR.
I didn't quite catch that. Was that recently? Mother-in-law passed away. And it was my wife on the Island Expressway. It's clean and green, as they used to say on CB. It used to be under construction for years. It's fixed up nicely, but the Bell Parkway is always construction, and of course, the court show, as they say in Brooklyn, lots of luck. Howard.
NCYYC got a little noise there, Ron, usually. Yeah, right off, when you get off the bridge, it's usually hard to make the repeater. And, Fred, sorry to hear about your mother-in-law. Haven't spoken to Sam in a while. Actually, heading down to Florida, the end of, January. I'll probably see him then. Over to you.
Oh, yeah. Great to be in Florida. My mother-in-law, we brought her up here in February. Because they opened up a brand new nursing home in Woodmere. Actually, there was a nursing home in Woodmere. They built a brand new one, I should say. And they moved all the residents in there. And she was like the second new person to come in. And she was doing great there. And she had a couple of mini strokes, July and August. And then things started going downhill. And they went downhill real, real fast. And so it wasn't a surprise. And everybody got to see her and shipped her off with a grand goodbye. And you know, the only thing that's changed on the Bell Parkway since I've been born, it's always got traffic, but I could say the one new thing that in my lifetime, at least, because in my lifetime the traffic didn't get any better. I remember when they opened up that horse stable riding academy alongside, I guess on the south side of the road, and I see that's still there, although they're due to upgrade their sign. Over to you, Ron, from KE2QR.
Okay, Fred, my condolences. And a friend of mine used to go, his father would take us to go horseback riding along the Bell Parkway on the beach, but not at those stables. It was someplace else, and I don't remember exactly where, but it wasn't the ones that you see on the side of the parkway. Garrison Beach, in that area where we got the horses. It was a lot of fun those days. Over to you, Howard.
I noticed those horse stables, they actually had to build a new roadway from the Bell Parkway when they redid it. They have a whole new road there for them. Yeah, and they've been there since I lived in Brooklyn. Never went horseback riding in Brooklyn, I have to say. I didn't know they had stables at Garrison Beach. I know they have by Prospect Park. Are you originally from Brooklyn, Fred?
I think you handed it over to me. I lost my mic there for a second. But I'm at my next stop. I got to jump out. So 73, have a nice day, Howard. Have a nice day, Ron. About to go under the building. So 73 from KE2QR.
Good speaking to you, Fred. Take care. And to that you see. And my wife and I both from Brooklyn. But that's a joke I say, downtown, because like I'll say downtown Valley Stream, beautiful downtown Limbrook, wherever I am. Bit of a joke. Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, Borough Park, I've been all over Brooklyn, except like East New York and Brownsville. I never went to those areas. I worked there, but never.